All the biggest reveals from Star Wars Celebration, Deadpool 3 casting news, and our first trailers for Ahsoka and the Marvels. We're talking all that and more on this week's show. I'm your host, Nick.
And I'm Anthony.
And welcome to That Superhero Thing.
Let's do it.
I've got a question for you, Anthony.
Okay.
Do you want any actual content or do you just want trailers? Because it feels like all we've had 4 weeks now.
I want content.
It's trailers. I'm enjoying the trailers.
I'm enjoying the trailers, but I'm bored of just talking about trailers. I want to get my teeth
into
something.
It's going to feel weird actually watching a proper show.
I know.
Actually watching something more than 1 minute 28 seconds. I don't think I've got the attention span for it anymore.
I don't need to be reminded to watch an episode of something. Whereas I need to be reminded about the fucking trailers.
It's alright, you were all over it last week.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I just missed Ahsoka, that was all.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But you've only just watched it, so at least it's fresh in your memory. Yeah. So we'll go through that. We've got loads and loads and loads of news. I feel like every week it's been a bit of a slow news week.
That's because it all happened this week.
It's all caught up this week. So, on this week's show, we're breaking down all the biggest comic book movie news, including all the biggest reveals from Star Wars Celebration. There's loads to talk about from there.
Yeah.
And a new Stranger Things spin-off show. You heard about this?
No, I've heard talks in the past, but nothing
recent.
This is
actually happening now.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it in a minute when we do the news.
Okay.
It'll be cool because it'll be new to you as well. We're then going to give you a full review of the latest trailers for Ahsoka and the Marvels before listening to your thoughts and theories in this week's Pod Fans Assemble. This is also your spoiler warning. There will be spoilers and speculation throughout the episode. Finally, if you want to skip ahead to the Ahsoka review or the Marvels trailer review or to Pod Fans Assemble, then we will put timestamps in the description like we always do. Anthony, you mentioned Mario a minute ago.
Yeah.
Do you want some Mario news?
Go on.
So, we didn't get to cover it last week.
No.
What were we doing? Trailers. Fucking hell. How did I forget what we did last week? We did trailers instead, which in hindsight was a massive error because everybody and his dog has literally been to see Mario this last weekend. Twice, by the looks of it. It smashed the box office and even some records as well. So it's officially now had the biggest opening for an animated film ever.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
Bloody hell.
Frozen, I think Frozen was the record holder.
Yeah.
And it's beat Frozen. It's already, as well, the highest grossing movie of the year domestically in the
Bloody
US.
Hell.
So it's hit $225 million in the US already. So in its opening weekend,
oh
it's
God.
Beat Quantumania's entire domestic run.
That's insane.
In a weekend. But it shows people aren't just getting fed up with the cinema then, are they? They're just not interested in certain things.
Yeah.
They're willing to go to the pictures and watch a movie if it's something that grabs them.
But then I think is the other part of it that for me, that gives me a big thing about the kids.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's a kids movie and the fact that it's Mario.
That's a massive, massive difference.
Yeah. And anyone can go and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. And it's got full-on nostalgia power as well.
Yeah.
Because it's Super Mario. Or are they just sick of comic book movies? Because Scream 6 did really... I know I keep going back to Scream 6, but considering it's R-rated, that did really well. It's just comic book movies people aren't going to watch anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find a new niche for the podcast because no one's going to give a shit very soon. As for reviews, it's still a mixed bag. It's currently got a critic score of 56% on Rotten Tomatoes, making
really?
It officially rotten. But the audience score is 96%. The critics are saying that the story is weak and the movie is emotionally bland. It's a kid's movie. It's about two plumbers fighting a giant turtle in a world run by mushrooms. What are you expecting? And to be fair, have you seen it yet?
No.
It's boss.
Have you watched it?
I went to watch it with the kids at the weekend, yeah.
I was supposed to go
really
with my niece
good.
And nephew and then...
You were ill.
Yeah.
And you had shelves to put up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly. It's good though. You should have sacked off the shelves and gone to watch Mario.
Oh, man.
It's not crap. It's not really got much of a story, but what story do you need? Do you know what?
Well,
it's Mario. I mean, the with the games.
I'm just excited
really
that they
help.
Get to Rainbow Road.
There you go.
I mean?
Yeah. Spoilers. But it's in the trailer, yeah. So they do. It's good though. If you've not seen it, I mean, everybody has seen it. I think Anthony is the only person who hasn't seen it by
Probably.
The looks of the box office. But yeah. Do you want some DC news?
Go on.
Some non-Mario news. So we've talked extensively about what existing DC movies and shows are going to form part of the new DCU and how obviously they're going to mash them all together. Have we sort of come to the conclusion that anything we've seen so far is dead, except for Blue Beetle, which obviously we haven't seen yet, but that might be in the DCU if it does well? Is that what we were sort of thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you ready to be even more confused?
Go on.
Peacemaker season 2 is still happening. Which amazing. Is good news. Amazing. I'm happy about that. Yeah. So someone asked James Gunn on Twitter if season two was still in development, and if when it's happening.
So, I know about this. I know about this one.
Go on.
So he said that the Amanda Waller series is going to come first, and then Peacemaker 2 will be off the back of that.
Yeah, after Superman Legacy.
That's about 10 years away.
No, I know it is, but... my confusion is Peacemaker going to be part of the new DCU?
Well, that's what I was taking from it, yeah.
But then what happens to... But Peacemaker's been set in the same universe as Henry Cavill's Superman, so now is he in the same universe as the new Superman? Do you know, I think it's all a bit messy.
Maybe they'll multiverse it, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they're not going to be in the same
Peacemaker
thing.
Is brilliant, though,
maybe
to be
they're
fair.
Just going to Shazam it and just hope for the best and hope people still want to watch it. I mean, I would watch it. I still haven't finished series one.
Oh, it's so funny.
I'm busy. I've got hundreds of trailers to watch. I've not got time.
6 hours of trailers.
I've not got time to watch Peacemaker. Speaking of trailers, we got our first teaser trailer for Colin Farrell's Penguin this week. Have you seen this?
No.
Do you know what? It's been like really under the radar. It's like hardly
hasn't
been
it
reported
just?
Anyway. Yeah, it popped up on YouTube yesterday, I think it was. To be fair, right, there's not much to say about it. Obviously, we see Colin Farrell as Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Still can't believe it's Colin Farrell because he just doesn't look anything like him. Yeah. We get glimpses of Kristen Milioti and Michael Zegan as Carmine Falcone's son and daughter. So Carmine Falcone died at the end of the Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also get our first look at Clancy Brown as Salvatore Moroni. It's a weird trailer because it's a mix of shots from the show and behind-the-scenes shots. So it's like a weird way of doing it, but I kind of liked it because it's a bit different to anything we've seen before. It looks very Sopranos, Godfather.
Does it?
Yeah, it doesn't really give away anything about the story. We just see like glimpses of these characters and glimpses of them making the series.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it looks... I mean, the Batman was good. It's going to be solid, isn't it? It's going to be like a proper crime, gritty drama. So it should be good. It's coming. When is it? Next year? I think it just says on the end of the trailer, coming 2024.
Okay.
So it doesn't give a date yet or anything like that. One last bit of DC news. So we mentioned this last week. So Frank Grillo was talking about potentially moving over to the DCU. Frank Grillo, Crossbones from Civil War. He is going to be moving over. So it's now confirmed that he's going to be playing Rick Flagg Sr., Joel Kinnaman's dad in Creature Commandos. That's been confirmed this week by The Wrap. It's only an animated show at the moment, so it's just doing the voice.
Yeah.
But they did say that some of the people, so that the people who were doing the animated voices would be doing live action, which is going to be a bit weird because he doesn't look that much older than Joel Kinnaman.
Doesn't he? They might just...
I mean, he's
olden him up a bit.
He's 16 years older than him. So Frank Grillo is 57.
Okay.
Doesn't look 57, does he? Looks pretty good for his age, but yeah, I still feel like it'll be a bit weird if he's playing his dad. They'll just have to age him up,
yeah,
give him a bit of grey hair and stuff like that. The rest of the voice cast for the animated series has also been revealed this week, thanks to Collider. I know some of them. I don't know any of the characters they're playing though. So Maria Bakalova from Borat 2, and she's doing Cosmo.
Yeah.
In Guardians, she's playing Princess Ilana Rostovich.
Okay.
Indira Varma, who was from Game of Thrones and Obi-Wan Kenobi, is playing the bride. Zoe Chow is playing Nina Mazursky. Now people I do know. Alan Tudyk is playing Dr. Phosphorus. Alan Tudyk, he's loads.
Okay.
I always think he was the baddie in Wreck-It Ralph. Turbo.
Oh, okay.
Turbo in Wreck-It Ralph. He's been in loads of other things. He's a quite accomplished actor, but the first thing that my head goes to is Turbo and Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. David Harbour is going to be voicing Eric Frankenstein. Steve Adji is reprising his role as John from Peacemaker. So the dude with the glasses in Peacemaker. And Sean Gunn is voicing G.I. Robot and Weasel. So he's doing two characters. I mean, Weasel just makes noises. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Good cast.
Yeah,
cast.
Yeah,
it's going to be quite good as well. So if we could potentially have David Harbour live action in the DCU as Frankenstein,
that'd be amazing.
Also in the DC, in the
and
MCU,
you can so see that.
Yeah, I can 100% see. Yeah, to be fair. Right, Stranger Things news. Then, so this is new news to Anthony. So an animated spin-off has been officially greenlit.
Animated.
Yeah, that was my. Right.
Okay.
let's get through it, and then I'll give you my opinion as well. Okay. So there's no plot synopsis or characters as of yet, but the Duffer brothers have put out a statement. They said, "We've always dreamed of an animated Stranger Things season in the vein of Saturday morning cartoons that we grew up loving. And to see this dream realized has been absolutely thrilling. We couldn't be more blown away by what Eric Robles and his team have come up with. The script and artwork are incredible, and we can't wait to share it with you." So I said, no release date, Saturday morning cartoon type of vibe. I get the impression they're going to go for like an 80s cheap looking animation style. So it's going to be very, like, very different. You don't look happy. You don't look impressed.
Nah, I'm really disappointed in that.
I'd rather have, from a spin-off perspective, I think an animated series is the way to go.
How do you do Stranger Things lighthearted?
Who says it's got to be lighthearted?
If it's like Saturday morning.
So? I mean, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, if you said cartoon, you would have gone, how can you have a grown-up cartoon? They're for kids.
Yeah, but I just don't think you can put, like, the Saturday morning tune vibe in with...
Scooby-Doo and Supernatural.
Yeah, but that was Supernatural, and it was just an episode.
No, but I still think you could go down that route. I just think it's a good idea not to have a live-action spin-off, because... And I know this is clearly a money grab to a degree, but I feel like a live-action spin-off would just feel like more of a money grab. It just feel like we're just creating a spin-off for the sake of it, which is what this is as well, clearly. But Netflix are all in on their animated shows at the moment, clearly, because we've just had a Scott Pilgrim animated series announced last week as well. I was going to ask, do you want it? Do we need it? I mean, either of them, but Stranger Things. Do you want a Stranger Things spin-off? Or do you think they just need to wrap it up?
I was all for a Stranger Things spin-off, because when they first talked about the fact that there was going to be a spin-off, they basically said it's going to be a spin-off and it's going to be about kind of the Upside Down, but it's going to have nothing to do with Hawking.
Okay.
So it's a completely new story. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But then hearing that, I'm just a bit like, well, is this what they were hinting at back then? Is this the project?
Could be a completely different project.
Or is this something else? So
you just don't seem to want an animated Stranger Things.
I kind of trust the Duffer Brothers to a degree. I would be fully behind an animated series if it was really dark or something like that.
Yeah.
Proper gritty.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be fine with that. I think it's just how they've described it has made me go...
Saturday morning cartoony style.
Yeah.
But I think it's got to be aimed at adults if they're going to go down that route, because I think kids today, it wouldn't appeal to them. They want CG.
But then I know kids of like 12, 13 that watch Stranger Things. And I know that's probably not appropriate.
No,
but they absolutely love it. So getting an animated thing for that, like, that would be sound. But I don't know.
I think they'll make it mature. They'll make it grown up. I don't think you're going to be able to make it scary. But I think you really struggle to make it scary. But... don't know. We'll see. Again, to a degree, I trust the Duffer Brothers, but then I trusted Kevin Feige, and look at the shit show that Marvel's become recently. So it is what it is, isn't it? Speaking of Marvel, it's a good segue, that, wasn't it? It's good.
Well done.
I enjoyed that. We've got some casting news for Deadpool 3 this week. So Deadline have confirmed that Marina Baccarin will be reprising. I can't say reprising.
You keep saying reprising.
I know. She's going to be replying to the reprisal. She's going to be reprising her role as Vanessa, even though she died in number 2. Spoilers.
Oh.
Yeah. But multiverse and shit isn't it? And Stefan Kapicic, I think I've pronounced that right, is going to be returning as Colossus.
Okay.
For number 3, which is mega. They're going to be joining.
To be fair, I love Colossus.
He's boss, brilliant. Isn't he?
Yeah.
So the other returning cast as well that's already been confirmed, we've got Leslie Uggams back as Blind Al and Karen Soni as Dipinder as well, who were in the first 2 movies.
Okay.
There's no news on whether Zazie Beetz and Josh Brolin are coming back from number 2.
Okay.
But it's been rumoured that Brianna Hildebrand, who plays Negasonic Teenage Warhead, that's hard to say, is really close to signing the deal. So she should be back. I feel like she needs to be if Colossus is coming back and she was in the That is all amazing news, though, to me, because they were boss.
They were.
I'd like Zazie Beetz and Josh Brolin back, because that would be good. But as long as you've got the main cast who were in 1 and 2 back... I think that's the main thing. Seeing this Colossus interacting with Wolverine is going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Because it's very going to be... It's like, is it his Wolverine or is it the Wolverine from a different reality?
Yeah.
That's the thing we don't know.
No.
We don't know which version of Wolverine this is going to be, do we? So that's September 2024. It's getting closer.
Do you reckon...
until it gets pushed back.
Do you reckon he will meet the Ryan Reynolds from X-Men?
Oh, I hope so.
Because I think that would be quite funny as well.
What do you mean, the Ryan Reynolds from X-Men? Hang on, I'm confused. I said, I hope so.
He was.
You mean the one from X-Men Origins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, he's kind of already met him. He killed him.
Well, yeah.
I could see them going down a little bit of a route of like Spider-Verse-y, like loads of different versions of Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. I could see them going down that route. And loads of different versions of Wolverine as well, like a really posh one and a really not posh one. Do you know what I mean? Like a British
and a
Wolverine.
Version where they're each other.
Yes. Yeah, a Ryan Reynolds Wolverine and a
Hugh Jackman Deadpool. That'd be fucking class. Boss. That'd be laughing.
Yeah. I think, and now that you've said that, I think they're going to do every X-Men. We're going to have a Ryan Reynolds Professor X. We're going to have a Hugh Jackman Professor X.
Ryan Reynolds Jean Grey.
Yes. I'm so on board. I'm Ryan so Reynolds on board Rogue. With that. Completely on board with it.
Yeah.
Last bit of Marvel. Do we need that? Last bit of Marvel news then. So it's kind of news, but it was an article that I read today and I thought, you know what, I'm going to include it because it was really interesting.
Okay.
So it was interesting to me anyway. You might all find it boring. You won't. So apparently Avengers Infinity War, going back a bit now, it was supposed to originally be 45 minutes longer than the cut we got.
Really?
Cinemas. Yes.
Are they going to release it?
Probably not, but it would be nice. So, we know the movie started with Thanos aboard the Asgardian ship, and he'd already killed off half of the people on board, and he already had the Power Stone, and we got told that he'd already decimated Xandar in order to get it.
Yeah.
Well, according to Thanos' creator, Jim Starlin, a full sequence showing the battle on Xandar was cut from the very start of the movie.
Oh.
And it was cut very last minute. So he said about a month before the movie came out, he got an email from Joe Russo saying that the 45 minutes of Thanos at the beginning of the Infinity War had to be cut. He said that they had shot it, but they never wanted to spend the money on the effect, and they didn't want the movie to be as long as the second one was. But they didn't realise how popular it was going to be and how much of a success it was going to be either. So they should have just chucked it on, basically.
Yeah.
We'll never get to see that. It's been shot, though.
Oh, that's so annoying.
But you'd think, he said he thought it was going to be on the deleted scenes of the DVD or something, and it clearly never was. So they've obviously just not gone into...
Oh, that's sad.
Not done it. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'd love
to
see that.
That'd be amazing. I do wonder whether one of the other reasons they took it out, though, was to add a little bit of mystery to him. Because we'd never seen, up until that point, Thanos get into a fight.
No.
We'd never seen anything. So
no, but then wouldn't it be amazing to have seen how quickly he just obliterated somebody first?
It would have been, but we kept the shock of Hulk fighting him.
Yeah.
So when Loki went, "We have a Hulk," we all went, "Here we go. This is going to be at least a fair fight, but Hulk's probably going to annihilate him."
Yeah.
And it was that, holy shit. That was such a very quick, subtle way of just showing how powerful this guy was, because he just annihilated Hulk. Yeah. And that would have been taken away if you'd already seen him basically rip through an entire planet and an entire army. Yeah. So that's possibly another reason that they went down that route. But that would have been amazing to see.
Yeah.
It would have been a long film, though.
Yeah,
but maybe one day we'll get a director's cut. When Marvel run out of money, which is probably going to happen at some point, they'll think we'll re-release that and charge people an extra however much money to watch the whole thing again. Like Sony releasing Spider-Man again with an extra 6 minutes of footage. And people paid for it. Right, so before we get to the trailer reviews, let's talk Star.
The second release of Morbius.
I know, yeah. Nobody paid for that.
I forgot that was a thing until just now.
No one paid for that. So as I said, before the trailers, we're going to talk Star Wars Celebration. So it landed in London this Easter weekend, brought tons of news and announcements. We're going to try and break it all down for you, all the biggest announcements anyway. So have you seen all the news that came out of Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah, I think I have.
I thought I'd seen it all, and then I wrote it all down. I was like, I didn't know half of this. But yeah, we'll go through it. Should we start with the big news?
Yeah.
The biggest news. Daisy Ridley is returning to a galaxy far, far away as Rey Skywalker. So she's going to be showing up.
15 years into the future?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a movie rather than a series set 15 years after Rise of Skywalker. So there's no title. We do know that it's going to feature her trying to rebuild the Jedi Order, and it's going to be directed by Sharmeen Abed-Chinoy, who directed a few episodes of Ms. Marvel. Yeah. So she directed
the episodes. I thought it was going to be called Rise of the Jedi Order, because that's what was on the timeline thing,
wasn't
it?
But that's the period. So it's the rise of it, so we don't know that's what it's going to be called yet.
Okay.
The episodes of Ms. Marvel that this lady directed were the ones set in Karachi with the flashbacks.
Oh,
which
okay.
were good episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's positive, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
No release date, but The Hollywood Reporter are saying that it's looking like a December 2025 release.
Okay.
Are you? Let's touch on this one then. Are you happy about this? Do we want more Rey?
If she's not in it much, yeah.
She's got to be the main character if she's not in it much.
If she's there as like a teacher role.
She's going to be the main. She's going to be the star, main character.
So I don't dislike Daisy.
I think she's
a good actress.
I agree.
She's very Keira Knightley.
I get where you're coming from.
She is very Keira Knightley. But it was the writing. It was the writing and the direction.
I blame the writing.
Like, I didn't think there was a problem with any actor in any of it. It was the decisions.
Daisy Ridley was new.
Yeah.
Daisy Ridley was new to it. I don't think I'd ever heard of her.
No, that was the first time I'd ever heard of her.
But you've got John Boyega and Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
They're the main three.
Yeah.
And they are fantastic actors.
I really wanted John Boyega to come back because I like him.
He's not going to, though, is he? He's never going to want to come back. But what a waste of such a talented actor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And Oscar Isaac, he had nothing to do either. So I assume that Daisy Ridley's probably much better than what she was given as well. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to see this as an opportunity for somebody else to do something with that character and make her a good character, liked character.
Yeah.
Not a bit annoying. And again, that's not down to Daisy necessarily. It was just the character itself.
It's the same movie that decided that Princess Leia could fly outside of her.
Oh my God. Clip art dragging her across the screen. Wow.
So nobody
I remember watching
any...
that. Just being like, looking around the cinema is like, have I had a stroke? Is this actually happening?
We both went. No. It happened.
See, that's it. That's a perfect example of how bad the writing was.
Yeah.
So, another movie then. So, we're getting a movie from Logan and the Wolverine director, James Mangold.
Okay.
That's amazing news. So, he's also directing the new Indiana Jones movie as well, so he's already well in with Lucasfilm.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no official title yet, but we know it's going to be set 25,000 years before Star Wars.
Is it the... First Jedi.
It's going to center around the origins of the Force.
That's amazing.
And they're describing it as a biblical epic.
Amazing.
I mean, James Mangold, amazing. And the fact that it's going to go right back. I've always wanted more future Star Wars because I feel like all this stuff with like Mando and stuff like that, as good as it is, you know where it's going and you know it can't really change too much.
Yeah.
The games, the Jedi Fallen Order
game.
Do we
know what the year is? Like whereabouts we are?
What, in Mando?
So 25,000 years in the past, just the general Star Wars timeline.
No.
Like 25,000 years in the past, is that going to be like near present day? Is it going to be caveman?
I don't think any of it.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's.
Well, no, because it's not in present day, is it? Because it's a galaxy far, far, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So it's all set in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is just even further back. They're saying it's going to be like biblical. It's going to look like that. It's going to have that look and feel. No one's going to know what the Force is, or it's just going to be like a thing that people talk about, but no one's ever seen it or used it.
If there's any crosses,
and then someone's going to learn how to harness it.
Yeah.
And it's going to, it sounds really, really good. It's a really good idea for a movie, I think.
No, I think it'll be really good.
Then there's a third new movie in the works. So Dave Filoni, who served as a producer and director on...
Can I just point out why you're saying this? I'm so glad it's not a trilogy.
Yeah. I mean,
Because when I first heard them say there's going to be three movies...
I thought that as well, yeah.
I was like, oh, we've got another trilogy coming straight away. But I'm kind of glad that they're... I mean, yes, they might develop and become...
Yeah.
Strategies and stuff like that. But right now, the fact that they're focusing on three good storylines, I'm okay with that.
Let's not just go in and go, right, this is going to be three movies. And then the first one, shit, and then we leave it on a cliffhanger and it's wasted.
What are they going to call the first one? They can't call it episode one because episode one's taken.
It won't be episodes. I think they'll scrap the episode.
The Old Testament.
Maybe. So this third one then, Dave Filoni... producer and director on most of the latest Star Wars projects, including like Mandalorian and stuff like that. He's going to be directing a movie set in the same time frame as Mando. Lucasfilm have also confirmed that it's going to close out that story.
Okay.
So it's going to wrap all Book of Boba Fett, the new Ahsoka series that's coming out.
Yeah,
it's going to wrap all that story
together,
up. Yeah. The Hollywood Reporter are saying that this one is going to drop a year after the Rey movie. What are your thoughts on us wrapping up all these series with one movie, because it's probably going to wrap up Mando as well, because it's not going to be till 2026.
Yeah,
so that gives us time for another two series of Mando.
I'm actually good with that, you know.
I think I am as well. I want a definite end.
I feel like you can have build-ups of something coming from all angles.
Yeah.
And then you have that final showdown in that movie. There's no build-up for the movie. You can literally go straight into the action because you've built the storyline separately in the different series. So I'm good with it.
And it's also kind of a bit of Avengery.
Yeah.
It's like we've had these individual series and we've had these in little crossovers and now we're going to get it all wrapped up with one big Avengers-style movie. It's good. I'm excited.
I am.
Before I get too excited and we move on to the rest of it, can I just remind you of a few things?
Go on.
In the past, Star Wars have announced a Josh Trank Boba Fett movie that didn't happen, a Rian Johnson trilogy that didn't happen, a Kevin Feige Star Wars movie that didn't happen, a Patty Jenkins Rogue Squadron movie didn't happen, and a Taika Waititi movie that got announced about 6 years ago and still hasn't happened. So good luck with any of those three movies that have just been announced at Star Wars Celebration. Yeah. That's the only negative to... I mean, not the only negative, but...
Yeah.
Star Wars, Lucasfilm have got a habit of
Patty
announcing...
Jenkins, she was Wonder Woman, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Squadron, that all got shut down, cancelled. They've got a habit of releasing movies. Not releasing movies, announcing movies and announcing projects that just don't happen. There's going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi trilogy of movies that got scrapped and turned into a series because of how crap Solo did. But... I'm hoping it's because they've tried to do, again, similar to Marvel, they've tried to do so much. Do you know what I mean? And they've tried to sort of take it in so many directions. And it's like you said with the trilogy, they're not sitting there going, we're going to do this trilogy now and that trilogy. They're going, right, we've got three films, one at the start, one at the end, one in the middle. And they'll sort of be separate so they're not all tying together to try and make this huge
If they do it like this, it's got the potential to be Rogue One level. If not better.
Hopefully better. I mean, I enjoyed Rogue One, but I think it's got the...
After the original films, Rogue One is my absolute favourite out of everything that's been done so far.
I feel like they're playing it safe to a degree as well when you look at what they're doing because they're taking... Again, rather than doing loads of trilogies or one big trilogy, we're getting three movies set in very distinct different time frames.
Yeah.
So they can just then hone in on the one that people like and people enjoy. If people hate the Rey One, we'll leave that. We'll leave future Star Wars and come back in 10 years.
Yeah.
If everybody loves the biblical 25,000 years one,
they'll do a New Testament as well.
And it's far enough back that it doesn't matter. Yeah. So you're not going to sit there and watch it and go, well, it's all good, but we know Darth Vader's going to pop up in 10 minutes because it's not. It's 25,000 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot that can happen.
Yeah.
So it's quite a clever way of doing it. It's set again, playing it safe, but I think that's what Disney in general need to start doing.
How old was Yoda?
Probably about 50. Still. No, he wasn't. He's not that old. I mean, he might be. You never know. Right. So, other Star Wars news from Star Wars Celebration. We got a release window for Andor Season 2 coming around August 2024. Confirmed, obviously, we already knew it was going to be the final season.
They'd best pick up the fucking pace if they're going to do that again.
I know. It's going to lead directly into Rogue One. At the con, Lucasfilm also screened some footage for a couple of other upcoming shows. So they screened footage for Skeleton Crew and The Acolyte. I believe not released any of the footage online. Obviously, though, footage descriptions have leaked online straight away. Yeah. So the Skeleton Crew one, that's the one with Jude Law. The footage showed basically a largely child cast, so they reckon it's going to be a kid's show. Not necessarily a kid's show, but it's all going to be all about the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Showed kids on speeders and like in a Star Wars school. All the things reported to Star Wars school. I don't know whether that's a normal school where they learn about Star Wars or is this a school set in the Star Wars universe. I would imagine it's a latter. The Acolyte, that's the other show. So that's set 100 years before the prequel trilogy. So again, going further in the past. That's been pitched.
So before Phantom Menace?
Before Phantom Menace, yeah. 100 years before that. It's been pitched as Frozen meets Kill Bill. I don't know. That's what everybody says.
What?
The footage features a gold lightsaber. I assume it means the hilt of the lightsaber because it's like one of the first ones.
Yeah.
And a few action sequences and loads of Jedi. Loads of Jedi, which is good. Which, again, do it right. They did loads of Jedi in the prequels trilogies and it was crap. A few other tidbits. So there's a re-release of Return of the Jedi for its 40th anniversary coming soon. An announcement for more series of Star Wars Visions, Tales of the Jedi, and The Bad Batch, which is confirmed to end the story.
I still haven't watched any of The Bad Batch, but I've heard such good things about it.
I've heard really good stuff as well.
I need to go.
Hasn't season 2 just finished and everyone was
like,
massively shocked?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Somebody died.
Oh, I went to and cover my ears.
Loads of, you've got headphones on, Andy.
Literally put your sound into my ears.
But yeah, it looks good. I watched the first episode of Bad Batch last year for the show.
Yeah.
And it was all right, but I struggled with the animated stuff. But talking about the animated stuff, I feel like I've now got to go back and watch all of Star Wars Rebels because Ahsoka clearly just ties in with that.
Does it?
Yeah. So Ahsoka was the other big news.
I really like Ahsoka, to be fair. Like, as a character.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I've always really liked her.
Yeah. No, she was good, yeah. She was good in the bits of the animated series that I've seen.
Yeah.
And she was bossing Mandalorian. Is that what she popped up on? Which, again, leads us on. Perfect. We're getting good at these segues, aren't we? We know what we're doing. Should we do trailer reviews?
Yes.
And we might as well start with the Marvels. No, not really. We'll start with Ahsoka because we're on Star Wars. So, again, like we did last week, we'll do a full breakdown because there's loads of like little Easter eggs and tidbits in the trailers. We have to do loads of research because I've not watched Rebels. But so, yeah, this could all be wrong. But yeah, it is what it is. Before we get into the breakdown, what did you think of the Ahsoka trailer?
Oh, I'm really excited for it.
I am. I mean, I watched it like a week ago now. You only watched it about 10 minutes
ago. Honestly, just to see like a bit more Jedi action.
Yeah.
Because that's what's been lacking.
Yeah, like we just said, it's...
There's not, apart from the Darksaber in Mandalorian,
it's not really Jedi,
we've not really had any lightsaber action or anything like that. So to get a bit of this now, I'm quite...
It feels like we're getting a look at what the prequel trilogy Jedi should have been.
Yeah.
Rather than whatever it was in the new ones, which was a bit crap.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, that's it. Because again, it was too silly, wasn't it, the prequels?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good to see that. But yeah, and now knowing as well that it's going to all sort of mash together at the end and it's all forming part of this bigger story. And we get a few reveals as to potentially where that's going to go in the trailer. I'm really excited for it. Should we break it down a little bit then?
Yes.
So, start off with Ahsoka, clearly, because it's her show. She's saying, like, there's something coming, something dark she can sense.
Can we just address again here, by the way, how good her costuming is?
It's boss.
Like, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so cleverly done.
Yeah.
Like, I just
You saw her in live action, seeing pictures of her from, like, Rebels and stuff like that, how they were going to then translate that to live action. You didn't think it was going to look as anywhere near as good as this.
You kind of thought it was going to look stupid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
No, not in the slightest.
You see it and you go, Ahsoka, like, you're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're already won over with
it. And it doesn't look silly or over the top in any way, shape or form. It's quite tame.
And it's funny because,
like... she's orange with big white and blue things on her head, but it looks normal.
Yeah. And this is the thing, like, when you see a lot of your Star Wars movies and shows, you get people in those costumes rather than CGI.
Yeah.
But they don't do a lot in it because it's hard to do stuff in those types of costumes.
Yeah.
So to see her having to deal with that, but she's going to be the main character, I'm just excited to like...
Rather than just like the odd cameo in Mandalorian and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be good. A lot of makeup. Well, again, look, Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell's doing a whole
Penguin
season.
Honestly, if I was running around like fighting and stuff like that, I'd be sweating like a bitch and my orange streaks would be horrendous.
Lovely. Anyway,
I'd have to get makeup every 35 seconds
with that thought in your head. Well done, listeners, there you go. So we see her at what looks like a Jedi temple. She cuts a hole in the floor and drops down.
Oh, it was so cool.
So that apparently is a callback to the Clone Wars series. So when we see her escape in Order 66, she does that to get away from the Clone Troopers in Order 66. Again, never seen it. That's what I've read. Could be wrong, but yeah, if you've seen Clone Wars, maybe you know. Maybe you're sitting there going, what's he talking about? It's a load of crap. So we get our first live-action look at Sabine Wren, played by Natasha Liu Bordizzo. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I'm shit with these names. Wait till Anthony gets the Pod Fans Assemble. So Sabine Wren, major character from the Rebels series, part of the Ghost crew. She's a Mandalorian. So again, we get another Mandalorian into this world.
Yeah.
Last time we saw her in Rebels, she was traveling with Ahsoka to look for Ezra Bridger, who we'll talk about him in a bit. He's one of the main characters.
So it could literally just be a follow-on.
It could be. That. Well, yeah, but they obviously the search stopped or slowed down because Ahsoka's been off doing other missions and stuff like that, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So why that stopped, we don't know. We see Ahsoka fighting a load of droids. It's going to just be pure action in this. I can see this now. It's going to be loads of action like that. Then we also see another character, or two more characters from the Rebels show. So we see Hera, who's the pilot of the Ghost. And then we see her droid, Chopper, who's like an astro droid. You see him for like 2 seconds in the trailer.
Yeah.
So Hera, as I said, she's captain of the Ghost in Rebels. She's being played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay.
Do you know who she is?
No.
No, you don't know who Mary Elizabeth Winstead is?
I might know her
face. She was in Scott Pilgrim. She was in Scott Pilgrim.
I only watched it once.
She was in Birds of Prey.
Who was she in?
She was the... I don't know. I don't know any of the characters were in that. I've seen it once. I've seen it once and wiped it from memory. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Hang on. We haven't done an IMDb search for ages. I feel like I know her.
Was she the cop woman? The main woman in Birds of Prey?
No, she wasn't. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She was in 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh. Yes.
She was in Die Hard 4. I mean, that's not a good film either. Oh, she was in Sky High. Do you remember Sky High?
No.
You've not seen Sky High?
No.
She's the bad guy in Sky High. That's what I remember.
What the hell is Sky High?
What the hell is Sky High? It's like a Disney comic. It's like a Disney superhero movie.
Oh.
Have you never seen Sky High?
No.
Mate, that is 100% a Patreon watch. 1,000,000%. It was great at the time. It'll be crap now. But it's good. Kurt Russell? Kurt Russell's like the big superhero in it.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's not. But it's so bad, it's good. But yeah, she's in it as well. So we see I use the word Siths because I don't know what else to call them. So we see two new what look like Siths, but they've got orange lightsabers in the trailer.
Yes.
Right, I'm really, really colorblind. You know this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I struggle. So I looked at it and I was like, they look orangey to me, but I'm sure they're probably just red.
Apparently it's very purposeful that they've done this.
It is. They have specifically made them orange rather than red. So one of them is played by Ivana Sackno. She's playing Shin Hattie. And the other one is played by Ray Stevenson, who's playing Babylon Skull. So Ray Stevenson was Volstagg in Thor.
Okay.
The big one with the big brown beard.
Yeah.
Do the names mean anything to you?
No.
Babylon Skull and Shin Hattie?
No.
So Skull and Hattie in Norse mythology are the two wolves that chase the sun and the moon from the God of War games.
Oh, okay.
So they're named after those, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder what meaning it's got. Clearly they've taken on those names themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Norse mythology a thing in Star Wars?
No, maybe it's just a nod to something.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe something to do
with
the story.
Like a bit of an Easter egg of some kind. Or maybe it's what their roles are going to entail.
Potentially.
They're chasing the bigger bad.
They're chasing the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
So the sun being the rebels and the moon being the dark, the Imperials. Because I know I said Sith, I don't get the impression they are Sith. Because in this, you see Ray Stevenson fighting New Republic guards.
Yeah.
And you see the other girl fighting Imperials. So they're neither.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be on either side. They've got their own agenda.
Yeah.
So maybe it is like...
Well, I've read... I mean, the thing that I read about the lightsabers, I can't remember it word for word or anything, but...
No, go on.
It was something along the lines of, are they good or are they bad?
Yeah.
And that's why the lightsaber's like an orangey colour.
Yeah.
Because they're not Siths.
Yeah.
But are they on the path to that? So it's kind of like, it's a bit in the middle-y.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that their lightsabers are orange, because they're not one way or the other yet.
It wouldn't surprise me. Again, this is a pure out of nowhere prediction. I don't know loads about Star Wars mythology or anything like that. But it wouldn't surprise me if one of them used to be Jedi and one of them used to be Sith, and they've somehow come together and gone, the New Republic are a bunch of arseholes, and so are the Imperials. They're both as bad as each other.
Yeah.
We just need to be somewhere in the middle because they're both extremists.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll just sort of join forces and just get rid of them all and just have normal people being in charge rather than either of these knobheads.
Yeah.
Could be completely wrong, but that's how I would sort of see it.
Yeah.
So moving on with the trailer, we see... Ahsoka and Sabine having a bit of a talk as well.
Yeah.
And then up until this point, I'm really enjoying this trailer. It's really good. I'm into this. I'm loving it. I'm like,
and
really excited in this. And then friggin' Mon Mothma from Andor.
I saw her face and I was like, Nick's going to be furious.
I'm out.
I did see that and I was like, oh God.
Oh, I literally, while I was watching it, I am sure I 100% went, ugh. So Mon Mothma, played by Genevieve O'Reilly, is going to be in this. I couldn't remember what her name was in the note. I just wrote that boring woman, sad face.
I do just hope she actually dies. Something.
I know she doesn't
die.
But like, she could die because she was in... This is set after. No, it's not. This is before Mando. Hang on, when is this set?
I thought it was in line with Mando.
Yeah, so this must be in line with Mando, which means it's after Return of the Jedi. Yeah, because Luke's old. We've seen old Luke.
When?
in Mandalorian season.
No, he was younger.
Boba Fett. No, he wasn't. He was Return of the Jedi. Luke had his green lightsaber. I've lost track of when this is set. This is set after Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
In it?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. No, maybe. No, yeah. So yeah, after Return of the Jedi, yeah, before the new trilogy.
Yeah.
So Mon Mothma, she was in Andor, which was set before Star Wars. What? Star Wars.
Who?
Mon Mothma.
Yeah.
So this is after, this is like 20 years later.
Right.
So maybe she could die. Let's hope. Not Genevieve O'Reilly. I'm sure she's a lovely person, but her character's shit. And she's really
maybe
boring.
Maybe she'll do something outstanding in this.
God. Don't know. Maybe she'll fly across space. Maybe she's a secret Jedi. Oh, that character's so boring. I can't even tell you what her story was in Andor. I just shut off every time she was on the screen. God, that was an effort. Anyway, so we go back to Ahsoka. She says that she started hearing whispers about Thrawn's return and how he's the heir to the Empire. And then we see the back of General Thrawn's head. Grand Admiral Thrawn. And God, this is so hard to say.
Thwart.
As Anthony said earlier on. So, Thrawn was the big bad in Rebels. And he's played in this by Lars Mikkelsen, who voiced him in the show.
Okay.
So, in Rebels, cool. Big bad in the last two series of it, he was the big bad. He was like the big man in charge of the Empire. At the end of the series, Ezra, who was basically like the main hero of Rebels, like he started off as a kid and then got trained to be a Jedi. He ended up sacrificing himself to sort of warp Thrawn, it's hard to say, somewhere else in the galaxy to get rid of him. But he ended up going with him as well. So that's why everyone...
So Ezra didn't die, he just went with
him. Well, we don't think he did anyway. Yeah, he somehow travelled. Wherever Thrawn got sort of sent to, he went with him, basically. So he stayed on the ship to make sure.
Must be picking up for that search for Ezra, then.
Yeah, but again, I think Rebels was set much earlier on as well. So there's obviously going to be a time jump, so Thrawn's been gone for a while. We got talk of Thrawn, spoilers, in this week's Mandalorian. Have you watched it?
No.
Okay, so there's just a mention of him.
Okay.
Saying when is he going to be gone.
Did you hear the panic in my
voice
then?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to spoil something.
No, there's talk of Thrawn. There's Imperials talking and saying we've been waiting for this guy's return for ages and he's just not showing up. So maybe we'll need to sort of plod on without him sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's obviously clearly going to be the big bad in Ahsoka going forward. We see Ray Stevenson again fighting Ahsoka. So clearly they're not on the same side. We see Sabine looking at a holo image of Ezra. So when Sabine's looking at that little hologram, that's Ezra Bridger there. And obviously he's the one who's gone missing.
Only hope.
Yeah, similar sort of thing. And then at the end of the trailer, we get a look at a droid who says, perhaps it's time to begin again. And according to Dave Filoni, it's the droid called Hu Yang, who Anthony got really confused about earlier on.
Who is still being voiced by David Tennant.
He is David Tennant, and he crafts lightsabers. He teaches the Jedis how to use the lightsabers.
Yeah.
No other details on him at this stage.
No.
But it's boss that David Tennant is in this show.
I love David Tennant.
He's not been in anything bad, has he, David Tennant?
No.
I'm sure he probably has once. But...
Or if he was, he made it good.
But he does.
He does. He does. He does.
You've not seen still Jessica Jones, have you?
No.
He's so good as the baddie in Jessica Jones.
So David Tennant, like, I'm going to gush over David Tennant now because I love him.
I'll edit this out, guys, don't worry. Depends how long you go on.
So obviously, we've got Doctor Who.
We do have Doctor Who, yeah.
He was Bertie Crouch Jr., wasn't he, in Harry Potter?
Barty Crouch, yeah.
But what did I say?
Bertie. Oh, Bertie. Don't know where that came from.
And he was in Broadchurch.
He was.
And he was good in that.
He was.
And then did you ever see the one about Dennis? No. Dennis Nielsen?
I can't remember. Oh, no.
The serial killer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Creepy as shit.
Saw bits of it, didn't
he? He was so good in that.
Yeah.
Like, everything he's in turns to gold.
Do you want me to just pull up his IMDb page for you and you can just rattle it off and go, it's okay. Amazing, 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 amazing.
All right,
leave it. That's it. That was the trailer. So again, I feel like I need to go back and watch Rebels because I only know really little bits of it.
I want to watch Rebels and I want to watch Bad Batch.
There's a lot of episodes of Rebels.
Yeah.
And technically you're supposed to watch Clone Wars before you watch Rebels, but I think I'm just going to go in with Rebels because there's like 200 episodes of Clone Wars.
Right, I'm going to be completely honest with you, Nick. I don't understand half the stuff that happens anyway, so
no.
Trying to watch another series that I'm not going to understand to then watch this series that I'm not going to understand.
It's aimed at kids though, so you should be all right. You'll be fine.
Don't overestimate me.
I know, yeah. I said that and as I said it, I thought, maybe not. So, and that's it. So, coming August, we've not got an exact date in August yet, but it's not far away.
No, that's not far at all, is it?
And then hopefully after that, we'll be on for Loki.
Yeah.
So it's going to fill the gap in August. So that's going to be pretty much straight after Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
So we're going to be solid right through, which it feels like we haven't had any content for ages, which is why we're talking about trailers. Last trailer, the Marvels trailer. Lots to say about this one. Lots to pick apart in this one as well.
Yeah.
Before we sort of break it down, for a start, I'm surprised it's actually here and we've got a trailer. This movie, I didn't realize this. This movie's been delayed 4 times.
Has it?
4 times. It was originally set for release in July 2022.
Jesus.
Yeah. Got pushed back to November, then to February this year, then to July this year.
And then to November.
Now
again.
It's November.
So that's the fifth date it's had?
It's the fifth date, yeah. Jesus. I'm guessing now that we've got a trailer, this is actually
it's
going to happen in November. Again, before we break it down, you know, because you said this when I told you what I thought about this trailer, I didn't have high hopes for this movie.
No.
I wasn't particularly looking forward to this movie in any way, shape, or form. I liked Captain Marvel 1, but I wasn't sure about a sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Having watched the trailer numerous times now, but even off the first watch of it, I'm sold. I'm completely bored into this.
I'm excited.
This looks boss.
Yeah.
The whole cast. I feel like I need to go back and watch Ms. Marvel again because I love Kamala. She makes the entire trailer for this.
But
they all look good, but
just more
she
so
makes
she
the
just
trailer.
Doesn't have a clue. Like it's that whole thing of she just has
she's
no
just
idea.
How a real person would react in the Marvel universe. Yeah. Literally, she is though, isn't she? Yeah. Emma Valani is just a Marvel fan who's been dropped into the Marvel universe. I can imagine every reaction that she has in this trailer. The reaction she has when she sees Nick Fury is probably the reaction she had when she saw Samuel L. Jackson. Do you know what I mean?
And it's funny because you can imagine how frustrated she's going to get each time she knows that when she moves, Captain Marvel takes her place in that room.
She'll never meet her.
So she's not meeting her for first bit, and she's like, for God's sake.
Devastated. Absolutely devastated. Should we break it down then? Loads to talk about in the trailer, as we said. So we start off with the Saber Station.
Yeah.
In space. So Saber isn't from the comics.
Okay.
There's no Saber in the comics. But it looks like it's going to be the MCU's answer to Sword from the comics. Now, we did have Sword.
I was
going to
say,
well,
we had
already.
Sword in WandaVision.
We did, but it wasn't how Sword is in the comics. So they kind of killed it in WandaVision. They kind of made it a bit of a corrupt version of S.H.I.E.L.D., didn't they, to a degree?
Yeah.
And that's not what it was in the comics. In the comics, it was the space version of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like it's run by Nick Fury and
stuff
like
that.
Well,
I honestly just thought that Sword kind of base was the ground control of what was in space.
That's what I thought
as
well.
I'd have been okay with all of that.
I think
even
because
with it being a bit corrupt.
I think because of the corruption type side of things, they've gone right. Well, we need to separate this from it, and we'll go with Saber. I'm not mad at it. It is what it is, isn't it? It doesn't matter. It's a slight deviation from the comics and what you thought it was going to be. But I'm good with it. So we see Maria.
Are we going to get the bad version of it though in space as well, and have like Cthulhu?
It's Cthulhu.
No, like we had Hydra.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'd be good with that. Maybe. No, because it's all going to be whatever. It's going to be Kree, isn't it?
And they're side of the moon.
We're going Kree, but we're going Kree bad, guys. So, Maria. So, we see Maria Rambeau. She's investigating a jump point, which we've seen before in Guardians loads of times. You know, when they do the jump, when they do like 32 jumps all in one, you're not supposed to do one or two. So, that's a jump point. I think we see them in Captain Marvel as well. And Maria's investigating it in the trailer. Now, we don't know, obviously, whether she's investigating it because they just don't really know how to use them, what they are yet, because it's Earth, or whether there's something wrong with the jump points.
Well, that's also a big step from the last place that we saw her as well.
Maria?
Yeah.
Was WandaVision last time we saw her, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So, I mean, she'd only just got her powers,
mm-hmm.
So we're now seeing her in control and using them.
Well, she's not necessarily using them there in the spacesuit, though, is she? She's just in a spacesuit.
No,
we see her use them in the trailer,
but not at that moment. Again, she'd also been grounded the last time that we saw her and stuff, so,
so
there's obviously a lot has happened in between.
Well, she blipped, didn't she, Maria?
She did blip, yeah.
Yeah, she did, because she came back and her mum was dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes and whether that's going to be some sort of something to do with what Saber's just there doing anyway. Yeah, maybe yeah. Saber's just literally there watching that jump point to see who comes through, basically.
Yeah.
To make sure no hostiles come through. We then see the first sort of what's going on with this. So it's Maria 1 second, and then there's a snap and it's Kamala.
Yeah.
And Kamala comes like flying through the air, screaming all the way, and only stops screaming when she sees Nick Fury. And it's just pure like, oh my God, is Nick Fury?
Yeah.
Is this an Avengers test? She says, because she just thinks that the whole thing is a complete setup. So Nick Fury then?
Yeah.
This is after Secret Invasion?
We don't know, do we?
I mean, release what I would assume that they're not going to dick about with going back and forth like Black Widow. I would assume that this has got to be after Secret Invasion. But then you've got to wonder...
It's been delayed 4 times.
Yeah.
So is it?
I suppose, yeah. If this was originally supposed to come out in July 2022, it would have been before. Invasion.
And you've also got to remember that in No Way Home,
yeah,
at the very beginning, he has the thing where he says, Nick's been on a space station for a year.
Not this space station.
Oh.
Not the... Should we jump?
How do we know that?
Because I went back and watched this. Right. At the end of Far From Home?
No Way Home.
Far From Home. The end of Far From Home, we see Nick. And he's on that beach and he's in space, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on a Skrull ship. Everyone around him is Skrull.
Right, okay.
Everybody there is a Skrull. They're all in blue uniforms. They're all green. They're all Skrulls. Okay? Right. In this... They're all human in white uniforms. Clearly, they could have white uniforms. I thought that, but why would they make themselves look human if they're all Skrulls? Do you get what I mean?
Could be something to do with Secret Invasion.
I don't know. I just don't feel like it's the same thing. I feel like he was probably on a Skrull ship originally, and now he's gone to Saber for some reason. Okay. But again, we don't know where it fits. We don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah,
it kind of... Again, you got to think, like you just said, it was originally supposed to come out before Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion, just the trailer seems to hint that this is that's Nick Fury's final mission.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 3 months later, we're going to have him in Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
So it is like, what's going to happen there? I think they need to be careful with it, though, because even if it is very obvious that this is set before Secret Invasion, if we see Nick Fury die in Secret Invasion, it's going to take away a lot of the... sort of gravity of the situation if this was in 3 months ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to feel a little bit weird. So after that, we see Maria land on this planet, wherever she swapped with Kamala, loaded Kree attacker straight away.
So my question is, did she swap with Kamala?
Yeah.
Or are they doing a three-way swap each time?
No, they can't be doing a three-way swap because in Kamala's house, she uses her powers and Maria stays there and only Carol comes through.
Yeah,
I'm right on her, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it must, I don't know,
it's going to be dead confusing.
They're all somehow linked, but I assume she swapped with Kamala. But if she had, if she swapped with Kamala. Oh, so I assume what's happened is when the first swap has happened at the end of Ms. Marvel, Kamala's gone to wherever Carol was, which was the Kree planet.
And then she swaps
again. And then
again
she swapped again with Maria, and then Maria's gone there, meaning Carol is still in Kamala's
bedroom.
On Earth, basically. And then obviously somehow it's all gonna change.
Yeah, yeah.
So we then jump to Kamala's house. Fury and Maria rock up at Kamala's house. All Kamala's family from Ms. Marvel are there again.
Oh my God, that whole scene looks like
super,
it's going to be
super
hilarious.
Excited, Kamala. I love
and her family.
Lani. She's like so good.
Her family, like, all just...
I know, all the characters from Ms. Marvel. If you look, though, Kamala's house, when they rock up, is already trashed. So the table's already smashed, and there's a dude on the floor tied up when they roll up to the house.
Okay.
So I'm wondering whether Carol has done that and then they've swapped.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
And then that's when Maria and Nick Fury have shown up.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's sort of piecing it together. So we find out Maria says that the powers are entangled. We find out what Maria's powers are. We already know what they are, but she says to Kamala that she can manipulate light energy, and you see a bit of that going on. And then Kamala tries to show off her powers again and swaps with Carol again. And then Carol ends up in in Kamala's house.
Yeah.
And that's the first time we see Carol and Maria reunite.
Yeah.
So we don't really see much awkwardness in the trailer, but it's gonna, you just know it's gonna be proper awkward in the movie. Because we know there's a history between them, but we don't know what
they haven't talked for a long time.
Yeah, but we don't know what happened. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out. We see Kamala go to what looks like a Kree ship, which is obviously where Carol's been fighting the Kree. She meets Goose, who saves her from a load of Kree, and the screams.
I was so the screams happy mega. To see Goose.
I was, but as much as I was happy to see Goose, Kamala then stole it straight away with the, oh my God, sort of thing. Absolutely brilliant. She's just like how a human being would react in the Marvel universe.
I really want Goose to then do the Scouse meow afterwards.
Yeah. Meow. So, we get some fight scenes. At that stage, that's when we get a look at Fury on this Saber Station, surrounded by what we assume are going to be... They all look like humans anyway, which is why, again, I think it's different to the end of Far From Home. We see mix of action scenes. We see what looks like a Bollywood dance number going on in the background on this new planet. And then we see one of our first new cast members. So, it's Park Seo-joon, and he is rumoured to be the leader of this new planet. Where they are.
Okay.
And this is the planet where they reckon people can only communicate through song. So this is the musical planet.
Right, so okay. That so this probably is why there was things about this being a musical. Yeah,
so that is probably a full Bollywood musical thing.
Hilarious.
All kicking off. Proper, like, okay Buffy the Vampire Slayer, once more with feeling. We're going down that route. Everyone's just going to break into song constantly. Yeah. And they're going to...
Do you know what?
Carol will hate that. It. Maria will hate it. Kamala's going to fucking love it.
Yeah. And they're going to have to keep grabbing it to stop her from going off into the dances.
She'll just keep starting songs.
Start moving into the dance like that, and they're just grabbing her back going, no!
She's just going to constantly see the opportunity to start a song and start a huge
dance
number.
Can I just say, though, I really want to see if Nick Fury is there just to see his one shoulder just start to go.
Oh, I'd love to see.
Like, he's really pretending he's not enjoying it, but secretly is loving it.
If we get Nick Fury doing a song, it will be the best thing ever. Can you imagine? Oh, it'd be so good. So, also on the planet, we see what looks like an army of baby Flurkin all running down the stairs. That's amazing as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be brilliant. And then, again, still looking like it's on this planet, we see the new Kree leader, who is supposedly going to be the villain of the movie.
Right.
So, played by Zoe Ashton. She's confirmed to be playing a character called Dar Ben from Disney. So, from the comics, she was a general who seized control of the Kree Empire and ruled with another Kree called Ael Dan. So, there's no sign of that other character so far. So, a lot of people are speculating that she's going to be like a mashup of those two characters. Yeah, she's going to be the new Kree ruler.
Yeah.
She's got the hammer, very similar to Roman the Accuser's. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And also, she's got exactly the same bangle as Kamala on her wrist.
Ooh. I didn't even get onto that.
Yeah, it's identical to Kamala's. Okay. So I assume it's the other bangle. So there's going to be two bangles. She's got one. In the trailer, she appears to have Kamala's powers as well, similar powers when they're having this big fight.
Yeah.
So that's obviously going to be how she's powered. Obviously, she's a Kree anyway, so she's probably going to be a bit stronger.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be her powers. I'm guessing at the end, Kamala's going to end up with both the bangles, and she's going to be like super mega powered.
Yeah.
Kamala Ms. Marvel, isn't she? But yeah, that's going to be interesting to see as well, the same powers. They're going to obviously have to go up against each other at some point.
Yeah.
All three of them, obviously. It's going to be a proper team effort, but seeing Kamala probably having to fight somebody.
At the very least, hold her own.
No, thinking I've got this because I've got powers, and then seeing somebody who knows how to use those powers a million times better than she knows how to use them, and thinking, shit, this isn't working, and the cockiness going, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I think that's probably the way they'll go. We also see the team standing together, all in new costumes. So Carol's got, again, you only see it for like a second, but Carol seems to have a new costume with a huge Kree symbol on it. We see Maria in her new costume, black and white suit with her spectrum symbol. And then Kamala looks like she's got a new costume as well. Looks just like an amped up version of the current
will
costume.
Be devoured.
She will be devastated that she's not wearing her costume, won't she? I'm sure she'll be all right. I'm sure she'll live. And that's all them basically fighting this Kree boss.
Yeah.
And then it wraps up with Kamala being excited because she's like, are we a team? And they're like, no.
We're not
a team. I've got to point out as well, right, the music for the trailer, Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Perfect. Whoever picked that
needs a raise.
Yeah. 100%. It was amazing. There was also, it can't be a coincidence, one of the lyrics in the song, it says, "No, don't tell me to smile." And that lyric comes on when we first see Carol.
Amazing.
Perfect. Can't be coincidence, can
no.
it? Cannot be coincidence at all. The trailer in general then, it gave me real Ragnarok vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ragnarok, a bit cross with Guardians.
Yes. Like, it's got a comedic tone, but you can see that it's going to be a bit heartfelt and a bit serious as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's only the trailer, but it feels like it's going to have that balance of comedy and seriousness.
I also feel like it's going to have that little bit more of a balance of earthly to cosmic as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, they've been so far apart from one another so far.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see kind of, even if it's just a couple of links,
yeah,
just a bit more than we've had previously.
And the chemistry between the chemistry with the characters as well. So yeah, you've got the three different characters. You've got Maria, who knows what she's doing cosmic-wise, but is still relatively new to it.
Yeah.
You've got Carol, who is complete cosmic pro at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got Kamala, who's never been in space before.
Yeah.
So it's a good balance between all three.
She's
going to
be so
she's going to be hilarious, isn't she? But yeah, it just seems like, again, it just seems like a good mix. I also, and again, I know it's only from the trailer.
Yeah.
I can see them going down a bit of a Thor route, character-wise, with Captain Marvel. Because they didn't really know what to do with her in Captain Marvel and anything she's been in so far.
Yeah.
She didn't have a lot of character to her.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And that's not, again, this isn't me going down the route of, oh, she should smile more and all that sort of stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But she doesn't really have a personality that we've really explored.
Well, she hasn't had a lot of screen time.
No,
and again, that thing is because she's too powerful to have had the screen time in what she's done so far. So she's been there when she's been desperately needed, and then she's had to go again for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I totally agree. And obviously the first film for her, she was just trying to find out who she was.
No, I get what you mean.
So it was kind of like a soul search, and
yeah, I just don't want
it to get too slapsticky.
No, I don't want it to. But I think if they go down the Ragnarok route, I'm hoping part of the reason for all these delays. There's a lot of rumors as to why it's been delayed.
I've heard that there were reshoots.
Reshoot test screenings apparently were really, really bad.
Yeah.
There's rumors that there's been like a huge kickoff between the stars of the movie.
So between,
yeah, but again, it's pure rumors and speculation, yeah, yeah, isn't it? But I'm hoping that it's one of these things where they've seen it. They've seen that Marvel's not necessarily going in the route that they wanted to go. And they've gone, what works? Let's make it more Ragnarok, Guardians of the Galaxy type of thing. But yeah, I think, don't get me wrong, it doesn't look like the perfect movie, but it looks like it's a massive step in the right direction. And again, for me, personally, and this might sound a bit OTT, from the two trailers, from the trailer for this and the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm actually looking forward to this more than Guardians. As much as I think Guardians will be brilliant, I'm excited just to see where this goes.
Yeah,
because
I know Guardians
will be good.
Is the ending of a story now.
It's not even that. I just know it'll be good. I'm more excited for this because it's come as more of a surprise to me. So I'm excited to see it.
Okay,
but yeah, I think it's good. 10th of November. So again, it's not that long to wait. I don't want any more trailers though.
No, neither do I.
It depends if we've not got anything else to talk about for the show. So that's us. That's all the trailers for this week.
Yeah.
Should we see what the listeners think? Should we do Pod Fans Assemble?
Yeah.
Pod Fans Assemble.
So again, we asked for this week, which trailer has got you hyped the most? Is it Ahsoka or is it the Marvels?
Before you tell the results, which one's got you most excited?
I'd say the Marvels.
I'd say the Marvels easy for me. Yeah. Ahsoka looks really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, I think it's that element of surprise from the Marvels.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks really good.
I must admit, I really enjoyed Captain Marvel.
I didn't hate it.
And I mean, I know the thing has been about personality and stuff like that, but I actually really liked her. And I liked that she was, she's playful, but she's not OTT with it.
No, I know what you
mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And I can see it. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe her, because you've got the three of them and you've got Kamala, who's going to be so fangirly and funny in that sense.
Yeah.
She, like, Captain Marvel would make sense to me in more of a Gamora type character.
I think
does that make sense?
No, yeah, it does. But I think if you look at, we'll get to the poll in a minute. Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
we'll get
it again. Haven't I?
If you no, but it's, right, thinking about the Marvels,
yeah,
not the Marvels, Captain Marvel, right? I still don't feel like we've seen much of Carol's personality.
No,
and that's not, again, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's down to the writing either. It's certainly not down to Brie Larson. It's because
it's the events. It's how it's
the first it's how it's the first 60% of Carol in Captain Marvel isn't proper Carol. It's brainwashed Kree Carol.
Yeah, yeah.
And we only start to see the real side of her come out towards the end.
Yeah.
And it is a bit goofy. The first time she uses her powers, she's like flying all over the place and she doesn't know how to use them. And it is a bit funny and a bit of a novice.
And the landing in blockbusters and like the way she speaks to the people. And
yeah, it's like, I feel like we actually saw the real Carol for about 20 minutes in Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've not seen much of her since because you can't use her because she would have just killed Thanos in 20 seconds. So you've not had the ability to use her. And I think people, I don't know why people don't like her, but I think that's the reason why we've not bought into her yet. But I think this is going to be a good opportunity to get to know the character a bit more, and they just need to do it right. Sorry, what did everybody else think?
So we know what we think now.
We know what we thought.
So the final votes were in second place with 37% of the vote was the Marvels.
So no one agrees with us.
So Ahsoka got 63% of the vote.
That's good. I mean, it's good. I don't agree. I don't get it. But it's up to you. That's the beauty.
The thing
of the poll
is, though, I am excited.
I'm
for
excited.
Both.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Do you know what I mean?
Both.
Like it's not like I'm saying one, the other one's completely written off.
No, they were two really really good trailers. To be fair.
Yeah. So, Eamon Mohan said both of them. I can't wait to see what both of them will showcase. What do you think each brand will introduce for future shows, movies, in the show and movie respectively? And what do you hope to see going forward for Star Wars, Marvel, DCU, etc.?
Oof, that's a big question.
It is a big question.
Thank you. Less quantity, better quality.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Less Star Wars stuff, less Marvel stuff, less DC stuff, just better quality, interconnected stuff.
So, I mean, I am excited to see the crossover of characters in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we already got Ahsoka originally in Mandalorian, live action wise. So we know that that's a thing. And we did get Boba Fett in there as well. And stuff. Well, I know. And that's the one where I'm a bit like,
That's the beauty of interconnecting them, though, because you could easily bring Mando in to rescue the series.
Bring back the sexy pigs anytime.
Yep. Oh, they're dead.
I know. Quite. But there's got to be a race of them somewhere, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Bring more. Bring them in like cattle.
She's got visions of them landing on a planet that's just full of sexy pigs all moving in slow motion and dancing.
Can you imagine that?
Amanda just being like, I know they said something that spoiled this week, but I won't say it. But Amanda just being like, nope. Nope.
Going forward, DCU, they just need to make clear-cut decisions now.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting there. But I think we just need to get past Aquaman 2.
I just scrap everything that they've done so far. I'll be really honest. As much as I enjoy
Blue Beetle?
No, I'd leave Blue Beetle in, but everything else.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want them to scrap Peacemaker, to be fair.
They need to. As good as Peacemaker is, they need to.
No,
they need to just scrap it. Just need a whole fresh start.
Yeah. StormFan40 said, I chose Ahsoka.
Okay.
Ahsoka, I choose you. That's what it just made me think of. That's why I slowed down, because I was like,
you got confused. Oh,
I'm a Marvel fan, but the last Captain Marvel film was deeply disappointing. I like this trailer, though. I'm not much of a Star Wars fan, yet Ahsoka is one of the few characters I really like. Plus, Rosario is my favourite actress. I'll watch anything she's in. I love Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, she's good.
I was introduced to Rosario in
Josie and the Pussycats.
Rent the Musical.
Oh, okay. I was introduced to Rosario in Josie and the Pussycats.
She was Mimi in the movie.
Okay.
And just fell in love with her from that point. And then she was in...
I've seen it.
7 Pounds? What was that? The Will Smith one?
Was she in that?
Yeah, I think so. Was it 7 Pounds?
Don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Don't know.
The Wasted Wanderer said, I enjoyed both trailers, but seeing Thrawn, a character that I first read in the old Star Wars paperback novels,
he goes
finally
right back to
in live action, has made me very excited for Ahsoka.
Yeah. And then I think that's what a lot of people are excited for, to be fair.
Yeah.
Cheers for that one, guys. Thank you. That was all the reactions to Which One Would You Rather See? What do you want to do? Do you want to do Ahsoka trailer reaction? I'm really struggling to talk this week. Ahsoka trailer reactions first.
Yeah.
Sound right. There's lots of these. I might put some music on this as well. Like that. Go.
Will said, "Oh wow, looks amazing. Genuinely can't wait. Never seen Rebels, but grew up on TCW. Some of those red lights say, what's TCW?
Hang on. We're supposed to be being quick. TCW?
Yeah. Dun, 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 the Clone Wars.
There you go.
I got there before you.
There before me. Yeah, well done.
Some of those red lightsabers look a little dim. Dull might be better.
Orange.
There's not the bright light they usually are surrounding the saber. Nevertheless, extremely exciting. But that is because they're orange. Yeah.
Will's colorblind like me.
Fake Crimson Storm Surge. I thought it was absolutely amazing. So looking forward to seeing the Ghost Crew again, and their live action designs look perfect.
People love Rebels, so that is so. People are really excited.
Big
for
thumbs
this.
Up on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Brady McCoy said, looks amazing, and I can't wait to see the Rebels family back in action once again. Gave me chills watching, even on the fifth viewing. Let's go! And then there's people a gif that. Of Rey, long of high waited.
Josh, to be fair, it's been a while, considering how many like animated characters we have had.
Yeah.
We've not had anybody from Rebels yet.
No.
I wonder whether, I don't know what happens at the end of Rebels, but Freddie Prinze Jr. is the voice in, one of the voices is in he? Rebels, yeah, Kanan Jarrus. So I do wonder whether he'll come into it.
Oh, maybe.
It'd be good. I'm still waiting for Cal Kestis. From the games?
Have you seen that meme, by the way, of Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Possibly.
They said, Freddie Prinze Jr.'s Fred from Scooby-Doo walked so that Brian Gosling's Barbie Ken could run.
Yeah. Do you know, right, we're going off topic. Welcome to that superhero thing. You know, Freddie Prinze Jr. was obviously like a big actor in like the early 2000s, and then he did Scooby-Doo and then he disappeared.
Yeah.
And then he sort of like come back in the last couple of years.
He hated Scooby-Doo.
Did he?
Yeah.
Do you know what... Guess what he was doing? You might know this, I might have told you. Guess what he was doing in all those years between when he was acting and when he's come back?
OnlyFans.
No. But probably. Possibly. He was a senior writer for WWE.
Was he?
He was. He went off to write
that's
scripts.
That's very random,
isn't
it?
It is, isn't it? But that's what he was doing. He worked for WWE writing the scripts.
Oh.
Because believe it or not, wrestling is fake. And that's just proved it.
Well, it used
it's real.
Well, do you remember back in the day when it was WWF?
Yeah.
My sister used to watch it then.
Oh, I used to watch it when I was a kid, yeah.
And she used to rave about it all the time. And I was just like, that's weird.
And when you were a kid, you didn't know whether it was real or not. People used to tell you it was fake. And you were like, it can't be fake. And now you know it's fake.
He's hitting him with a chair. How can that be fake?
Well, it's not. It's fake, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, no, I know.
Sorry.
People genuinely got hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Didn't someone die?
Yeah. Owen Hart. Died, fell from the rafters.
Yeah. Anyway.
Josh said... R.I.P. Aaron Hart.
R.I.P. Josh said, I'm really looking forward to this show. Every visual looks great, and the story-wise, I'm excited since they're making this a sequel to Rebels and seem to be adapting at least the idea of heir to the Empire. Plus, yeah. Ahsoka is one of my favourite SW characters.
Yeah. I've never read Heir to the Empire, so Heir to the Empire was the book with Thrawn in it.
But right,
it was all Luke versus Thrawn.
Right.
So kind of replacing Luke with Ahsoka with the story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But again, really loved book. So yeah, should be good.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, was this you?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Different Nick. Nick
does
number two.
Does it sound intelligence? You've got to be careful here, Andy.
Yeah, so it's definitely
it's not
you.
Me.
Nick said, looks great. Ray Stevenson being a Sith or Dark Side was amazing. Hopefully Thrawn is heavily involved and doesn't just show up near the end only. Also, I could do without a bunch of new characters being introduced, but we'll see. Do you know what, though? If Thrawn isn't heavily involved and does just show up near the end, that could be a setup for the movie and he could be the big bad for the movie.
Yeah,
so that is... It's not necessarily a bad thing there either.
No.
Because it could... I mean, you could find that him and John's character... What's his...
John's character?
Yeah.
Who's John?
Our John.
Hang on. Oh, our mate John. John Carlos.
Gus from Breaking Bad.
I know
what
you mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, yeah.
Moff Gideon. Grand Moff Gideon.
What if they, like, paired up and became a duo of
I think Thrawn. I think the first time Thrawn meets Gideon, he's going to kill him.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they will meet?
Yeah. And I think Thrawn will kill him.
Oh?
That's where it'll go.
Oh, okay.
Because of how big a bad Gideon has been.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Thrawn will just wipe him out in 2 seconds, just wipe him off the board.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be powerful, that.
Fair. Creator Crab said, it looks incredible. Ahsoka is my favourite character in the franchise, so if it comes out on my birthday, August 16th, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Happy birthday for August 16th.
If August 16th is a Wednesday,
I'll forget by then.
You'll probably be right.
Kazoo said, looks like just another Star Wars show. Bland, filler, and uninspired. Yay, I guess. No stakes as well, since we've seen Ahsoka has got major plot armor already. Let's just hope I'm wrong and Filoni stays away from it all.
Fair play. Not everyone's going to love it. I get what they're saying, though.
You're never going to get everyone who loves it. Do you know what? I've actually been thinking about Grogu this week.
Okay. Go on, here we go.
Because I've had feedback from people who have said, I think they've brought Grogu back too early.
Yeah.
And it's, so there's not, you know, it's pulling focus away from The Mandalorian a bit. Yeah. But my other thought is, if you are one of those kids that grew up with Star Wars and now you're a parent and all of that kind of stuff and you still love the Star Wars franchise and all that, the Grogu section...
Grow up.
No.
Says
I'm joking. The Grogu parts for me are the bits that keep the kids entertained.
Yeah.
And it's so that you can watch it as a grown up and introduce your kids into the franchise in a way that they're going to enjoy it and they'll...
Yeah.
End up watching the other stuff when they're a bit older and a bit more mature and things like that.
Spot on.
So I'm okay with it because there's a firm reason for it, and it's not just a let's get as many. I mean, it is partly let's get as many plushy toys out as we can and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's reason behind it. It's bringing it into it that does. Next generation for everybody.
That's what got that. Jake loves a Mandalorian and he loves it because of Grogu.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves it because of Mando now.
Yeah,
but at first it was like he wants to watch Baby Yoda. And he's into it.
Yeah,
so it works.
Mr. Hyde said, I'm beside myself with excitement. Been waiting a long time to see the series. Ahsoka is BA.
BA.
Duh.
Badass.
Badass, yeah.
British Airways. It's the wings on her head.
We're showing our age now, aren't we?
No.
That's not okay. Joss Sharpshooter said, it looks great, but it's the small things. Sabine's hair, not wearing armor in the scene that looks like the continuation of Rebels. I just hope the mannerisms of the characters is right. If not, it will kill the show for me, as Sabine was one of my favorites from Rebels.
That is the danger. If these actors don't do the parts justice, you just absolutely
destroy. But you know what, though? When they've got people's material to work off, most actors do a fantastic job of it.
Hopefully.
Do you know what I mean? Like mannerisms and all that kind of stuff.
And to be fair, they've got some people, like Lars Mikkelsen does the voice of Thrawn in the show, and he's playing Thrawn.
So they've made the effort.
Exactly, yeah.
So I feel like they wouldn't foam it in anywhere.
No. But there's certain characters you probably can't do it with.
No.
I don't know who voices any of these characters, I really don't, but if you've got a character, like, again, look at what's his face. You couldn't do a live-action Bart Simpson's movie and have whatever her name is playing Bart Simpson.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes it just doesn't work, but they've got to do the best they can with what they're given.
Exactly. Lord Froboz said, Rebels in real life, a reference to the novel Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn, which brought us Grand Admiral Thrawn in the first place, and a gradual movement towards the rise of the First Order. I could not be more excited as a child of the 80s. The Force is strong with this one.
This is all leading towards the First Order, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's not, because those films were garbage, but it's at least it's moving towards it.
Yeah.
Maybe seeing how it all comes about, the last three films, will make it a little bit better because it'll flesh it out a bit more.
Yeah, maybe. Eamon Mohan, again?
Yeah.
Came back to give us a bit more info. It's awesome, I can't wait.
Amazing.
Nice and simple. Maury said, oh my God, it's David Tennant in Star Wars. My Doctor Who brain is exploding. Ah.
I saw this comment and I was determined that he'd got it wrong and he thought Ray Stevenson was David Tennant's. I had to Google it. I was like, David Tennant, I've watched this thing like six times. He's definitely not in it. Proved wrong.
It just turns up in a blue box in the background. Kyle Reynolds said, Goosebumps, cannot wait.
Yeah.
Darth Riven Dicatio.
Amazing. Well done.
That was probably terrible, but I tried. Can't wait for August.
Amazing.
Maurice Hawkins Jr. just sent three fire emojis.
Fair play. Sums it up very well.
Yeah. God King Rooster said, I hope this is the beginning of a new badass Jedi Order and the end of Jon Favreau writing anything else. I love the guy, and that is why I have to save him. You are an awesome executive producer, John, and great writer and director, just not with Star Wars, sorry.
Fair play, each their own.
Do you know what? Boba Fett, I fully agree with you.
Yeah, but Mando was boss.
But Mandalorian, yeah. Mando's like, you've got to give him credit for that.
There's been a couple of shaky episodes this season, I'll be dead honest.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think there's been anything shaky.
No, just some of them were just a little bit boring. But yeah. Most of them have been solid. This week's. God, I know you've still not watched it. This week's is phenomenal.
No, I know. I need to watch it.
It's so good.
Real Matthew Wilder said, I loved it. The one thing I noticed right away, which no one else has mentioned, was the opening scene of the ruins. Did anyone else see something familiar? That is Korriban, ancient birthplace of the Sith Empire and forbidden to Jedi.
Ooh, okay. I didn't know that, but that's boss if that's the case.
That's really cool.
Okay. We thought it was like a Jedi-ish temple, didn't we?
Do you know what? I glanced at the picture as well that he's put on because it's a link to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I at first thought that was Indiana Jones. And I was like, that's not Star Wars. Kokena Jinchi said, I really want it to be good, but I would be a fool to get my hopes up with Disney's track record.
Is that us?
That's all for Star Wars.
Let's wrap up with your reactions to the Marvel's trailer then. So there's loads of these.
Okay, don't need to go speedy.
If you want. The music's probably ended by now.
Just put Bohemian Rhapsody on in 7 minutes.
No. I get sued.
The Wolf of Cool Street said, exceeded my expectations. I'm 100% hyped to see the whole thing. This might be the It Marvel movie of 2023.
Could be.
McDonald said, this looks fun as hell.
Amazing.
Jordan Carpenter said, hugely entertaining trailer. Incredibly excited for the film.
Yeah.
Osrins sent a gif of an excited microwave noise.
Amazing. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
What is an excited microwave noise?
I don't know. It's like...
Bing!
Bing!
What's on Game Pass said, this is looking marvelously entertaining. I see what he did there.
Clever.
Darker said, I had zero expectations for the trailer or movie, but after seeing the trailer, I'm actually intrigued on watching it. I was going to see it either way as a Marvel fan, but prior to the trailer, I didn't have much interest.
Me too.
Seems to be in the same boat.
Yeah, 100%. Wasn't excited at all.
Nafto said, love the Beastie Boys music in the trailer. Did the Marvel's producers use the same special effects team for the movie as the Beastie Boys used for the music video?
That's a dig. I didn't really see it. I've heard a few people say that the special effects looked crap. I didn't notice.
I couldn't say that I noticed.
No, I couldn't, but I've not really looked for it. But
no, I haven't.
Maybe.
What's Your Fave said, this is looking good with some fire emojis.
More fire.
Ken said, I'm flaking pumped for the Marvels. I need to keep it in my eyeballs. ASAP.
Clever. I like it, Ken.
Callum Spirit said, I love their chemistry. Yeah, me too.
It's going to be I think boss. That's going to be the best thing.
Yeah. NG Chloe, CEO of Myrin Defense, said, I thought it looked fun. I especially think Ms. Marvel is adding a more fun energy to the film since the other two play more stoic roles.
Yeah, they're going to, aren't they?
Yeah. Maury just wrote, quite good.
Fair play.
Rachel Miller said, exceeded my expectations and then some. Like the vibe, which is coming through in the comedy. It's feeling really good from this. Excited.
Amazing.
PJB said, looks ace. Looking forward to seeing this one.
Me too.
Joe, who's apparently leaving soon.
Ah, oh, bye, Joe.
Don't leave, Joe. A surprise to be sure, but a welcome one.
Yeah, exactly.
Luck said, wasn't sure about this film going into the teaser, but it looks great and seems like it'll be a fun ride. So everyone seems quite pleasantly surprised, really.
Yeah, but there is that element of surprise. It doesn't look sound like anybody who was like, I knew this would be boss.
From it. Yeah. The Colby cast said, loved the trailer. Kamala totally shines. And the song choice carries on the tradition of fantastic music from Captain Marvel.
It is so good, the song.
I love the soundtrack in the first one, to be fair, as well.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
When she had that fight scene in I'm Just a Girl from No Doubt came on, I was like,
it was
amazing.
Just a 90s Guardians music, wasn't it?
Geeky Nate said, it looks good and I really hope this isn't the best bits. I'm just curious how this overlaps with Secret Invasion. Either way, we're excited for our birthday trip to the cinema.
Amazing.
Nice. Hassan Boxwala said, it seems Kamala is going to be the heart of the team and I'm all for it. I think she will.
Yeah, she's got to be. She's brilliant. I feel like I need to go back.
I think they're going to be dead mad at each other and she's just going to like bring this element that just kind of calms the whole thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or they'll just be more annoyed at her.
Yeah.
Because she's a bit of a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Backlook Cinema Podcast said, I was partially confused at first. I had to watch it a couple of times. Then I realised that they're doing more than I imagined they were going to do. Interests have been piqued.
Amazing.
Crystal FFX III said, I love it. I can't wait for the movie.
Me either.
I Mean Hello said, Captain Marvel sits high among my least favourite MCU films, so I'm struggling to muster much interest in part two.
Really?
This first Marvel's trailer, perhaps wisely, does not reveal too much of what's really going on, but the cast looks great and there's enough comedy and intrigue in it that I have my fingers firmly crossed for it being good, and I can't wait to see all those flarkins in action.
I think that's fair play.
Yeah.
If you, I get why people wouldn't like the first Captain Marvel, and therefore why they would be a bit dubious about this one. But yeah, fair enough.
Ryan Gosling. Oh, I can't even believe
really?
He's actually messaging us. That's amazing.
God, we've made it. Ryan, get not Ryan. You are Ryan. Yeah, get the other Ryan on the show.
Ah, I told you we make meta.
Yeah,
didn't
you showed me a picture.
Rude.
He didn't give us. Didn't tell him about our show.
No, he didn't. Selfish.
Never talked to him again.
As someone who has Captain Marvel at the bottom of my MCU ranking, I have to say I was pleasantly surprised by the chemistry and the fun energy that the first severely lacked.
Amazing. That's an exclusive. Ryan Gosling hated the first Captain Marvel movie. You heard it here first.
I know. And finally, Tony Stark said another 1 billion box office.
I could see that. I could see it.
Yeah.
It's winter. People aren't doing anything
People
outside.
People will be finding things to go and do. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I can see that. I could see it doing the bill. I think Guardians will do a billion.
And that's
as well.
Everyone?
Surely Guardians will hit a billion.
Yeah, I think it will, because it's wrapping it up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to. Thanks very much, everyone. Loads of PodFans are sending messages
guys.
Again this week. So, should we do patron shout-outs? So,
go.
Thanks to Geeky8, Kenneth, Knight Spearhead, Richard, Jessica, Avid Gamer, Sheldon, and Michael for supporting the show.
Cheers, guys.
Patrons get exclusive access to our bonus podcast, Into the Podverse, with new episodes every month. Last month, we did Morbius commentary. It's still there. Go listen to it. this month, we are going to do Wonder Woman 1984.
Yes.
I'm dreading this. I put it off this
I'm
week.
I'm dead excited.
We were
for
supposed
it,
to do it this
really
week.
I was really upset that you cancelled on me.
And we didn't do it. So, yeah, we're going to do it. We'll do it in, like next week. And then, do you know what? There you are. We'll announce it month after Sky High. We're doing Sky High. Bad movie commentary.
Okay.
The following. And it's going to be brilliant because Anthony's not seen it. We should do this. We should do something that I've not seen that you've seen. Yeah, and do it the other way around. There you go. That's what we're doing apparently now. Patrons also get discounts off merch and the ability to listen to the show being recorded live every week. If you'd like to access all that extra content and support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/thatsuperherothing or hit the link in the description. Other than that, though, thanks for listening. Don't forget to come back next week for our review of Power Rangers, the 30th anniversary special.
Oh my God, yeah.
Once and Always, I think it's called. Yeah. I'm going to put Power Rangers music over this because I feel like I need to.
Also, I've got one more question.
What?
That absolutely nobody else is asking.
What?
When are we getting season 2 of Invincible?
I don't know. Well, that's a random place to put that question, isn't it?
I know. It's just been in my head and I wanted to say it earlier and I forgot.
October.
Is that just a guess?
Yeah.
Okay,
you heard it here first. That's what's going to happen. yeah, Power Rangers next week. I don't feel like I'm putting music over it now because you ruined it with the Invincible question. So you'll have to wait till next week for music, guys. Sorry, Anthony killed it. If
Power Rangers.
That's not the music. I wish it was, though. Go on. Finish it. You started it. Finish the song.
No, because it's totally something else.
Anthony thought it was the Gladiators theme.
That is the Gladiators. Because I was like, Power Rangers, do-do-do, that is Gladiators, isn't it?
It was, yeah, but it's not Power Rangers.
What an absolute moron,
anyway,
apologise.
If you're still listening
Goodbye,
to
guys,
us
I'm
for
going
some
home.
Reason, if you don't already, make sure to check out our socials at Twitter, Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates on the show and calls to action for next week's PodFans Assemble. If you've enjoyed the show, despite Anthony getting the music wrong and singing the Gladiators theme tune, make sure that you follow us on your favourite podcast platform and leave us a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we go up the charts, and the more people will find the show. So again, we really appreciate everyone who has left us a 5-star review. And if you're going to do one, thanks in advance. Other than that, though,
We're done.
Anthony's going to go and watch this week's episode of Mando.
And learn the real
boss,
Power Rangers theme tune.
Learn the Power Rangers theme tune. Next week, he's going to sing the whole theme tune. He's not. He might do anyway. Other than that, though, guys, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.